and welcome to the Ella Magazine podcast. I'm Scott de Butler. Before starting this week's episode, I'd like to say hello to David in Nevada, Mark in Texas, Eugene in Northern Ireland, and James in South Wales. They've all gotten in touch with Ella Magazine recently to say that they're enjoying our podcast series, and they've all signed up for more. Thank you so much for getting in touch. And remember, if you'd like to comment on anything raised in any of our podcasts, then send us a message. ellamagazine@outlook.com is our email, or you can tweet us at Ella Magazine. And keep in mind, Ella is spelt E-I-L-E. Coming up on this week's episode, Jenny Butler reveals a very funny insight into what goes on in her mind when it comes to online dating. But first, Dublin is preparing itself for its own Pride Festival, taking place from this Friday, June 21st, until June 30th. While the St. Patrick's Day Festival is unsurprisingly the biggest festival in Ireland, it may surprise you to know that Dublin Pride is the second biggest festival in the country, and 2013 marks 30 years of Dublin Pride. One way of celebrating that is not marching for Pride, as you may be used to, but running for it. The Dublin Pride 5K Run, sponsored by PricewaterhouseCooper, takes place in the Phoenix Park on Friday, June 21st. The Dublin Frontrunners Athletics Club are organisers of the run, and I spoke to Aidan Rogers from the Frontrunners to find out more.
I suppose there are two aspects to the Pride Run. Most big European cities, and indeed Western cities, have a Pride Run. And as a member of Dublin Frontrunners and as a member of the committee of Dublin Frontrunners, we thought it was about time that Dublin had a Pride Run, and we thought it was a great thing to do for the Pride Festival, that it would add to the Pride Festival, and that it would also be a great chance to raise some funds for charity.
So you are raising funds for charity. It isn't just something, you know, taking place for your own health. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, I suppose the aim of Dublin Frontrunners is to promote fitness and well-being through exercise. So as my OPE teacher used to say, you know, a healthy body, healthy mind. So, you know, Frontrunners is a gay and lesbian sporting organisation. It's probably one of the bigger gay and lesbian sporting organisations in Dublin. And it's a new forum. It's a forum for people to meet new people and, you know, to go running. And we do have a joke that we're a drinking club with a running problem. But to that end, you know, it's a chance to just broaden your social circle. So we wanted to give something back to charity. And last year was the first year of the run, and we decided to run the race in aid of Headstrong, the National Centre for Youth Mental Health. And I suppose mental health is a big issue for gay and lesbian people around Ireland, and especially young gay and lesbian people, and perhaps even more especially people who don't identify as gay and lesbian yet. So we thought there were a couple of synergies there, and we were delighted to work with Headstrong. They're a new charity, and they're about 5 years old, and I suppose Dublin Frontrunners is about 6 years old. So we're both sort of in the same stage in life, and we had a chat with Headstrong, and they were delighted that we were supporting them with the run.
So how long has it taken to get everyone ready and fit and prepared for the race?
Well, I suppose we're calling it a summer fun run, and it's a 5K, and it's a nice, gentle, fun run on flat ground. So we have a real mix of people who are going to do the run. We have very, very serious runners, and your first person is going to be over the line in 16 minutes. And then we have everyone else in between, those who are even going to walk it, who might take about 40 minutes to run it. Dublin Frontrunners this year, we launched a Couch to 5K program to get people from couch level of fitness, people who don't generally run, and to get them up and able to run 5K. I mean, 5K, it's about 3 miles. It's not a huge distance. It takes about 10 weeks to get up to that level of fitness. So the idea behind the 5K is that it's an achievable run. That's something that everyone can aim to do and partake in.
So what has been the reaction from the community? Was it difficult to get people off the couches?
I suppose you always have your early adapters and people who are very keen. In terms of the rest of the community, you know, our numbers are pretty stagnant on last year. we were hopeful that it may have been a little bit more successful this year, but there's been a late surge. We've over 350 people signed up, actually. So we're very, very happy with that. But obviously, we'd like to see more people signing up. Our online registration closes tomorrow around lunchtime, so people still have a little bit of time to sign up, Scott. And obviously, as well, we can accept a few registrations on the evening, but we'd advise people to turn up early if they want to register on the evening. And the cost is €20, and all profits will go to Headstrong.
Well, already it's a fantastic cause, as you were saying. And so, considering you're saying that you're a drinking club with a running problem, where will you be celebrating afterwards? Or are there any plans to celebrate afterwards?
Oh, yes, of course. Dublin Front Runners, very social running club, Scott. We're having a party in the Polo Club in the Phoenix Park afterwards. So if anyone knows the Phoenix Park, it's the clubhouse just at the Polo Club beyond the zoo. It opens nicely. There's a nice terrace, if the weather's nice, onto the pitch. And we'll be having a little bit of a barbecue. We'll be selling some tickets for a raffle. We have a great prize from Irish Ferries. They were very generous. And we hope we have DJ Sean John from the George DJing. He'll be on the decks. So we hope that everyone will have a great night after the run.
Well, it sounds like a very fitting end to what is going to be a brilliant event. Aidan Rogers, thank you very, very much for talking with me, and best of luck with the race.
Okay, thanks very much.
With the Pride season well and truly underway, you can't really be blamed if your eye starts to rove a bit and maybe start looking for a potential partner, whether it's for the week or maybe for a little bit longer. But either way, dating can sometimes be a bit more complicated than it really should be, as Jenny Butler tells us more.
The world of dating is a seemingly endless search for someone who isn't frightened away by your quirks and addiction to playing Candy Crush or Farmville. At the ripe old age of 26, I already feel like I've pretty much finished with the scene. Most places I go leave me feeling old and out of sync, but if you don't frequent your local gay bar and online dating really isn't your thing, you're very limited in terms of finding potential dates. When I go out with my friends, I usually stand chatting to them, clutching a pint of Guinness. I am completely oblivious to people who show an interest in me. When I do see someone I like, my lack of self-confidence normally prevents me from doing anything about it, despite the Bear Grylls-like internal conversation going on in my mind. I've just seen someone I like, I have a chance to approach them, and if I don't find enough self-confidence to make a move before nightfall, I'm going to die alone. Dancing. I love dancing. So why is it that when I go out, the idea of it terrifies me? Be cool, just be cool, everything's fine. Move your feet, Jen. For the love of Christ, Jen, move your goddamn hip! The strange thing is, I'm actually a good dancer. Years of tap dancing and drama classes had convinced my mother that I was going to be the next Shirley Temple. Until I decided I wanted to wear dungarees and spend my time pretending to be Batman. Presuming I actually manage to have a conversation with the person I like, and we swap numbers, we'll set about arranging to meet somewhere over the next few days. Ah, the first date. I actually think dates are better when they're disastrous. There's more to talk about. If it goes well, you can eventually laugh about it with your date. And if it goes terribly wrong, you can eventually laugh about it with your friends. Airports are great places for a first date. If your date is carrying baggage from a previous relationship and proceeds to tell you all about how it went wrong with her last girlfriend, you can always tell security that you're suspicious of her as you make a swift departure from Terminal Tears. And if your date does happen to be someone you met through a dating website, you can always stop them from appearing as a match if things didn't go so well. This is an online dating announcement. Unsuccessful matches will be removed and may be blocked. Then there's the crazy half-truths and non-truths you find yourself blurting out in your quest to impress your date. I would love to go shopping again. I love golf. Well, I'm off on my 10-mile jog. Gotta keep fit. It's my Saturday morning ritual. Yeah. You have to wait until you reach that comfortable place in your new relationship to reveal the shocking news that you fart, burp, and all those gross things that everybody does, but you pretend you never do when you first meet someone. Who knows? You and your date might move in together, adopt a few kittens, and grow old blissfully, never tiring of each other's company. Or perhaps you'll reach that sad moment when you realize that your partner likes pink, but you like Taylor Swift, and it's just never going to work. The world of dating is a constant roller coaster of ifs, buts, maybes, what could have been, and what the hell was I thinking? And when you think about it, it's astounding what we'll put ourselves through to impress someone, all in pursuit of our one true love.
Well, that's about it for another episode of the Ella Magazine podcast. My thanks to Jenny Butler, also to Aidan Rogers of the Dublin Front Runners, and of course to you for listening and subscribing to our podcast. If there's anything that you'd like to get us to talk about, or if you just want to have your say, email us ellamagazine@outlook.com or tweet us @ellamagazine, and keep in mind, Ella is spelled E-I-L-E. Until next week, thank you for listening and talk to you soon.